Urban FFA chapters making a difference. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. We're getting everything dialed in and getting everything ready for meetings and just getting membership ready and people wanting to do it.
The Future Farmers of America has been around and an important part of vocational education in our high schools for nearly 100 years now. And the Oakland High School FFA chapter in Murfreesboro is one of many chapters with a predominantly urban setting. In fact, the Murfreesboro area is one of the fastest growing in the country, and that might mean it's harder to attract FFA students. Chapter President Jacob Meyer.
There is a big problem in agriculture right now, and it's with our teen kids. And they think that agriculture not necessarily is dumb, but it's just not relative. So, like, they are getting to where they don't really believe in it, and they don't really want to care about it. They don't have the same interest that we do. And so I definitely think that is a very big problem in agriculture today is the popularity.
Jacob Meyer says it's not always easy to attract students to the FFA, but apparently they're doing something right, because in a county with now 8 other FFA chapters and another one to come online in 2022, they still have about 150 members at the Oakland chapter. And the goal is
to get FFA out there to kids. Like, a lot of people in that setting don't have that background that we do.
Cody Vinoy grew up in the FFA at the Chucky Doak chapter in Greene County, and he's now an FFA advisor and ag teacher at Oakland High School.
You know, I tell students that when their mom or dad came through the FFA program, they probably knew the background of agriculture, and my students don't know that. I have to teach them that. I enjoy teaching them the importance of agriculture. I enjoy teaching them the leadership abilities. And I enjoy changing lives. That's what I'm in this business for. I'm not in the business to hang plaques on the wall. I'm not in the business to have state officers every year. I'm in the business to change lives.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.